Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are having a big week around here. Luke and I are about to head down to Sarasota. So, yeah, I've suspended the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for a couple weeks after the marathon last month, but we're getting back after it. We're going to be at Fadley's on Fridays. Going to be at Costas in the middle of April and Coco's in early part of April. Having crab cakes and getting back to the Baltimore Positive stuff we do. I will have the 10 times the cash to give away. I have a handful of these left. I know there are going to be some fresh spring scratch-offs coming our way as well. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm going to say Window Nation, but I'm talking doors this year because I need new doors on my joint. We're going to be working that out. Our friends at Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, and our newest sponsor, Liberty Pure Solutions, with the fresh, clean water. I'm wearing my Costas shirt for this segment, and John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, he's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. I'm wearing my Costas shirt this week to honor the fact that, John, my wife and I went in. We sat at the bar there. We've been known to do this. We ordered some spinach, ordered a couple of the mushroom caps, delicious. I would highly recommend that. The fried shrimp, which I somehow avoided the first 40 years. And we look to the right. We're eating our food. Mr. Costas brings free beer for us, and I turn him down because I'm driving. And people are playing Keno. And they won. They won, like, big. They won, like, $800. They won, like, big. They were, like, celebrating. And I thought, you know, John would want to know that I'm out in the community and these sort of things happen in my and at Costas, people play Keno, they're playing racetrack, they're doing all that over there because they like to have a good time. So winners, people win, and I saw a celebration, an honest to God, like, casino sort of roll at the table, sort of everybody jumping for joy.
People win every day, Nestor. That's our job. That's what we do. You know, I caught myself here in the monitor, and while you're very resplendent in your Costas Inn shirt, it looks like I'm wearing my pajamas.
Oh, it's red, white, and blue. It's red, white, and blue.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Just I feel so underdressed today.
No, it's okay.
I apologize.
You look like you're doing PR for the New York Rangers right now. A little bit. That's what it looks like to me. You know, but it is fun when people win. But I know we have some serious stuff to talk about here this week. We can talk about jackpots, and they're huge. My wife, trust me, she's at the ROFO doing it. But this is March is a special month, and I think, if you've heard the ads, if you've been anywhere, if you've seen the advertising that's out there, billboards, you guys really making an effort here, especially after the Saturday Night Live skit a couple of weeks ago, to really try to help people that are they can't handle what the state has now made legal.
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do. And yes, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some excitement about the fact that we have significant triple digit jackpots with both Powerball and Mega Millions, at least as you and I are speaking this morning about it, combined over $1.3 billion available for players.
Mega might go over a billion this week. Might, right? Literally.
That's asking a lot. I mean, they'll, you know, that's you actually brought up a good point. The rate of growth tends to slow. I mean, we all get enamored with that billion-dollar threshold, but every time we get a billion-dollar jackpot, the next time up, the rate tends to slow because people figure, you know, I'll wait for the billion. Like $792 million is not enough for them. They're going to hold on to their 10 bucks until it gets to be $1 billion. So it tends to elongate the time in between these significant peaks, but it doesn't mean it can't be fun and thrilling for people, especially when they win second tier prizes. And I know we've got a couple of folks here who just this past Monday, when Powerball was up over $500 million, didn't win the top prize, but they won 50,000. And you know, we had two winners in Maryland of $50,000 on Monday. Hopefully they'll come forward soon. They have 100.
I won 50 days. Grand right now, and this changes every week. We talk about this. One of the reasons you do this, because I get the dream. If I won 50 grand this week, I would go on vacation. I need to get away. I'm going to Florida next week to kind of work. I'm going to try to figure out how to have a little bit of fun. But like, if I won 50 grand right now, I would just earmark a little bit, not a lot, a grand or two or three, maybe five. If I went to Tahiti or something, but I would get away. It's just, it's been a long winter, John. I need these 70 degree days. If I hit it for 50 grand, come on.
Nestor, from someone who has seen snow in his lifetime. I've seen some things, Nestor. I've seen snow in my lifetime higher than my eye. And I will tell you officially, winter is over in Maryland. Maybe not in Cleveland, but in Maryland, everyone within the sound of my voice can put away their shovels for the season. There it is. I said it.
before we get to problem gambling and before we get to jackpots getting up on $1 billion and my wife at the ROFO, and I did want to compliment one of the cool things I think about the lottery now that I'm involved with you 3-4 years into this, and we get together every week. I always know what the jackpots are from talking to you. My wife always sort of knew anyway because she's a player. But when you pull in front of places, any places, I say Royal Farms, you know, Wise Markets, wherever, the lights that you have out in front, that, I mean, I always know what the jackpot is. So that's, you know, good on the distributors to putting that stuff out in the front. So I just want to say that.
Yes,
So the
yes.
Cleveland thing, I got a break. We're going to go kayfabe here. I have friends of mine, including my wife, that are chasing the solar eclipse. You know about
Nice.
this?
Yes, of course. What do you mean?
April 8th. Okay. So
Yes.
one of my dearest friends was my producer at Nasty Nationwide 20 years ago at Sporting News Radio. Dyed in the wool Cleveland. I mean, like hardcore Browns guy, all of that. All these years later, we play the Browns twice a year. He texts me, win or lose.
I
Usually
love
they
him.
lose,
I
right?
love him already.
Bernie McKinney, he comes on the show all the time. Bernie comes on. Bernie lives in Cleveland now. He moved to Portland. He's lived, but he's home. He's back in Cleveland. And he has invited me out for the solar eclipse, right? And I got into this with my wife because my wife's going to New Hampshire with her sister up to like the Canadian border, and they're doing it. Dr. Steve at Elliott Chiropractic is doing it somewhere between Erie and Buffalo in a state park because that's the kind of dude he is, in a tent, you know, he's doing that thing. And I'm thinking, like, if I go to Cleveland, and then I thought to myself, these are all places where the sun never shines. And I'm thinking to myself, last thing I want to do is commit to driving to Cleveland. How often is it cloudy in Cleveland? I wanted to ask you this because I said to Steve, if a breeze blows in off the lake, not only are you not going to see the eclipse, it's going to snow. I don't want to go below the lake. I don't want to be, but so Cleveland, I mean, do I
Right,
have a
here it is.
chance? Give it to me.
Monday, April 8th, which is the day of the eclipse that you speak, which will be right in the path of Cleveland, Ohio, or vice versa. I forget who's in the
At
whose
least
path.
Cleveland's famous for something now, right?
The saying in Cleveland, for those of us who know and love it, is that winter ends in Cleveland 1 week after the baseball season begins. You may remember several years ago there was an infamous series with I believe the Mariners into Cleveland. It snowed 3 days in a row. So yes, the odds, and I'm in the odds business, Nestor. That's what I
Yes, you
do.
are. Ha
The odds, I would say, are 50-50 that
ha
you'll even see the sun, let alone the eclipse of the sun. But and the Guardians were already accommodated. They moved their home opener to later in the day.
I saw
There's
that. It's like a
optimism.
downtown celebration that day,
Oh
right?
yeah, there's
You can't get a
optimism.
flight anywhere during the solar eclipse. So like I and my wife's doing it and friends are doing it. And like I'm gonna get my car, go somewhere, but like I'm gonna go some like I don't want to go to Indianapolis or like, you know, like Arkansas. I was gonna fly places and see friends. But I'm thinking the sun's gotta shine. Why would I pick Buffalo or Cleveland? I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, anyway. John Martin, we're back to our regular scheduled programming. For this month and for March, and in all sincerity, like you provide a phone number. I've pressed you on this because people press me on it because, you know, I'm on social media. It's gambling. It's bad. It's a, you know, whatever your feeling of all of it is, we have to protect people from themselves. And I am not one of these people. I'm not a hardcore football guy or any of that. I mean, I'm a football guy, but not a gambler. But if I start doing crazy things on my app, I think there's things that slow you down. Am I correct in saying that, at least to start with?
Yeah, absolutely. And we, you know, we've spoken about it before, and I'm probably guilty of it. You know, we talk about, well, if you need some help, you know, just call 1-800-GAMBLER. And you know what? Maybe it's generational. I don't think anybody, you know, of a certain age, even picks up the phone anymore. So the idea of calling someone may not be as helpful as I think for people of my generation who think nothing of picking up the phone and calling someone. So we realize that the people who may be in over their heads and need some help, maybe calling isn't the best thing. And so for those folks, we have a website. We've had it for several years. So it's not being kept under lock and key. It's available. You go to mdgamblinghelp.org, MD as in Maryland, gamblinghelp.org. And you'll be connected to the Maryland Alliance for Responsible Gambling, which is a consortium of a number of organizations. We're very proud to be The founding member of that, and we several years ago pulled a number of other agencies from the state of Maryland together. People like the Department of Health, the Department of Public Safety. There you see it on your screen. If those of you who are fortunate enough to see us on a screen, there are a number of organizations on the left that all contribute, and we meet on a regular basis to sit
This helps
down
me because
and.
I can read this out loud
Oh, yeah.
for folks that are listening. So what is Marg? Is it Marg or Marge? How will we pronounce it?
Marg,
Marg, like
Hard-G, Marg.
a Marg. Okay, to honor. Okay, the Maryland Alliance for Responsible Gambling, Marg, is a statewide partnership focused on coordinating and maximizing resources to address problem gambling in Maryland. Marg partner organizations include the Maryland Department of Health, University of Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling, the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, the Maryland State Senate, the Maryland Council on Problem Gambling. John, I'll pull this up, and all the casinos are here. Hollywood, our partners, Maryland Live, where I almost went the other night to see Peter Frampton, MGM, where I'm going to be going to see Sting later on, Rocky Gap, where I had a crab cake that was just, I mean, go to Rocky Gap. It's beautiful out there. We had a beautiful night. So we have great things going on here. But when I see all that gobbledygook, as I would say, where if I read the ad, you could call it the problem, like read it like that. But when you see all of these agencies put together and we realize how far we came to get this thing. I mean, I've known you long enough that you used to come on here every week and sweat about how we're going to get mobile up and SWARC and all of these different agencies, that so much has been put into the backside to make sure that we're not literally putting people in jail because of this, or having people suicidal, or having people lose their families. Like, all of these things have been measured in other places, I'm sure. Nevada's been doing this for 50 years, right? Atlantic City, wherever it is. It feels like a really serious endeavor. You know what I mean? And not just me talking about it with you being the exec. It's just we're conduits to talk about it, but there's so many people and so much organization that and infrastructure that was put in long before. This isn't we just pop out in March and you created these things.
There are a number of people associated with this who this is their life's work. I mean, you and I talk about it in March. We talk about it for the holidays. We're on to other things. But there are a number of highly trained, very caring individuals who this is their life's work. And when you go to the Marg website, again, mdgamblinghelp.org, if you choose to go there, you'll be able to scroll through a list of organizations that are available to provide counseling, assistance, help. You click on your county and you can get a number of locations that you can just click on and get information and make an appointment, see someone, speak to someone. You have a chance to look at problem gambling resources that are available to you from education. Another key thing is a self-assessment. And like any addiction, and again, I don't mean to lump all these together, but people who may have had some experience with drug addiction or alcohol addiction or other things, you know, the first step is recognition. It's that self-awareness that, hey, I need some help. And you can take the very, not clinically, but a self-assessment. It'll just give you some parameters. You ask a series of questions, provide truthful answers, and really get a sense of where you are on the spectrum. Because as
And
we
you can do
said
that in your
before,
privacy of your own, right,
absolutely.
literally, right? Yeah, just say
Absolutely. It has
I lost some money last month. This is getting the this I'm, this is something I'm focused on 7 days a week, too much. And John, I've admitted this to you. I have a couple people in my life that if you would have told me 15 years ago that they could click on a button and I would tell you that there's a really good chance they could wreck their lives. People that I've employed, people that I mean, I've been in the sports place. I mean, I've seen all of this. I grew up in Dundalk. You know, I've seen problem people that. It's one of the reasons I didn't delve into that space, especially running around in locker rooms, is I did feel like it could be destructive. If you have the wrong personality and the wrong perspective on it, it could be destructive.
You never know what someone's going through. And as we've spoken before, you know, you see oftentimes the impact of an alcohol addiction. You see someone who's suffering from a drug addiction. It's difficult to see someone who has a gambling disorder. It's not as obvious. You know, they may walk right past you and you never give it a second thought. But the
Well, they're stressed
impact,
out and you don't know why, right? Literally,
well,
especially if they get to that point where they need help, they're probably they're there's probably been some changes. If you know, if you're in a household with somebody like that and you see some level of stress and you're like, what's what's going on here? that's another thing that really happens today for sure.
And while we focus on it in March, it doesn't go away April 1st. So, you know, the website is available 24/7, 365. The resources are there each and every day of the year. So, you know, if don't think if you've made it to April 1st, you're in the clear. You know, there are people who are available to take your call, to respond to your text, to your email, and make sure that you get the help and the resources you need. And if that includes actually all the way through to excluding yourself from entering casino or excluding yourself voluntarily from lottery winnings. Again, those programs, those guardrails are available. And it's something that we take very seriously. And we're very proud to be a part of MARG and work with these other organizations and continue to look for ways. And, you know, we just announced our sports wagering numbers this week. Okay. You know, that's, people are such into stats, right? I mean, everyone wants to know, how'd you do this month? How was it last month? How's it compared to last year? Okay. But behind the numbers, which are significant, you know, we $4 million to the blueprint for Maryland's future fund. That's nice. That's good. It solves a need, but you look behind the numbers and you say, all right, how many other people have been impacted by this, maybe in a negative way, and what resources are available for them to work their way through this.
If you or any member of your family is struggling with gambling addiction, confidential advice and counseling are available for Maryland residents at no cost, regardless of insurance coverage, financial status, or ability to pay. I'm glad I said that out loud. I'm reading right off the website here. I'm glad I said it because that's the lead story. That's the biggest point size for the font on the front of the website is you don't need insurance. We can get you help. Real help right now, 1-800-GAMBLER. You can go to mdgamblinghelp.org if you're one of those folks or if you have somebody in your life. I would ask you this, and I think I've been flippant in the past. And are people using this? I mean, are you seeing this a tick up in this in a general sense because we went online year and a half ago?
People are using it in record numbers. People are using it to the extent that the resource help needs help in
well, it's
terms
a whole new
of,
line of work to some degree, right? Whatever this psychology, whatever this work
yeah,
is,
the behavioral
you probably need
sciences,
more
sure.
of them, like literally, sure. like more TSA sure. at the airport if there's more passengers, literally, right?
But when you look further at it, it can be a little misleading on the numbers. Sure, the numbers of calls and numbers of people asking for help has increased, and people are quick to say, "We'll see that." You know, we went online with this mobile gambling, and we created all of these gambling addicts. Say, I told you it was no good. Well, the reality is those folks were there. They had been using illegal offshore sports sites. So the fact that Maryland went live with sports wagering in 2021 did not create in 2021 problem gamblers. The fact that resources are available and the fact that you and I can talk about this and put those numbers out there raises the awareness. So for someone who may have been in the shadows before, didn't know resources are available, or for family members who are now recognizing the impact that gambling addiction can have, there's a heightened awareness which leads to greater numbers of people seeking help. And it's not necessarily that we've got more problem gamblers, but I think we're just making it more, it's coming out into the open. It's more acceptable to have conversations and to make people aware that they can get resources to help themselves. And that in itself will increase the number of calls to the hotline and the number of people who are seeking that.
I mean, I'll say this. I mean, we've been bombarded with this as sports fans. I mean, I'm a lifer sports guy doing this crazy documentary this month. I realize how close to sports I've been all these years. And seeing this sea change, I mean, just talking about the new baseball plan, new baseball ownership, gambling's a part of any sports model moving forward that wasn't a line of revenue 10 or 15 years ago when they started fantasy sports. And just seeing all the ads and Big Poppy drinking from the hose, but every one of them has disclaimers at the bottom. Every one of them, everybody knows 1-800-GAMBLER, right? Like if you're a sports fan and you've watched, you've been bombarded with that as well. So I do think people know that it's there. And I think using March to make this awareness, certainly on the front end of March Madness, beginning of baseball season, mdgamblinghelp.org. If you're that person or know that person, or if you seek help, 1-800-GAMBLER is also a way to do it. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. Did we leave anything out? We got jackpots. We talked about Cleveland here. Home Run Riches right around the corner. I know you want to promote that. I'm going to be down in Sarasota. Opening day is less than 2 weeks away, John. Here we are.
We will be at opening day, Nestor, as we are each and every year. So if you have tickets going to the game, stop by. Say hello to the Maryland Lottery folks down there. Spin the prize wheel. Have some fun. And let's see what happens this year.
First place, World Series or bust. They have to win. It's been a crazy sports week here, John. I'm going to tell you that. You know, Derrick Henry here, Patrick Queen in Pittsburgh, you and I talking solar eclipses. I'm looking forward to getting together with you again on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be bringing that back out onto the street along with these 10 times the cash, top prize $10,000. We did have some $20 winners when I was out on the Cup of Super Bowl Tour, which feels like a year ago, but it was like less than a month ago. I am recovering. Luke and I are headed to Sarasota for spring training and NFL owners meetings. We're going to get back out with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. If you need gambling help, one more time, mdgamblinghelp.org, 1-800-GAMBLER. We have some fun around here with the lottery. We have fun with gaming, and certainly they were having fun over Costas winning Keno, but make sure that you're doing this responsibly. We always say that. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.